doubt it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, happy February 6th.
February 6th, everybody. What a day.
That was
quite a Super Bowl, right?
Man, I can't believe how many Ravens the points got. I mean, how many points the Ravens got.
They're not even playing.
Yeah, the Patriots. Go, Tom Brady.
I think they're going to lose. That's my prediction. I'm going to make a prediction.
Wouldn't mind beating his wife's bread.
Oh. Tom Brady's going to he's gonna get beat up a little bit by those inside defensive linemen that the Rams have. Aaron Donald and that Yakamika Sue, whatever the fuck his name is.
I don't know about the Rams, but his wife sure gets me horny.
So, plus, you know, Tom Brady don't like to get hit. Tom Brady's turned into a real fucking glamour puss. Did you see him after the game the other day? He wears like fur and shit, and he's a real fucking cunt.
Well, there was that one call that they had where it wasn't like it was roughing the passer.
Yeah, they
barely touched him.
Yeah, they barely touched him. But they basically all the quarterback rules are set up so Tom Brady doesn't get touched because they can't afford to lose him.
I wouldn't mind roughing his wife up. No, that doesn't really work. No, I wouldn't mind.
No, it would still work.
Right. Yeah. Beat the fuck out of Tom Brady. Well,
I like to rough her passer.
Remember he kissed his son on the lips?
Yeah.
That was a cool video. He's like, give daddy a kiss. Right on the lips.
Kiss your... Oh,
my daughter's just a little tongue. They're 12. I mean,
oh, that's an Italian thing, kissing your my friend Greg Torchiana. He used to. I went to his house one time. He kissed his dad right on the lips.
That's really? Just wrong. I remember when I was like maybe like 10, where you just reached that level. And I kissed my grandfather. My grandfather sat me down and goes, "Don't ever fucking do that again. You're a man. Men don't kiss." And I went, "Okay, Grandpa."
Yeah.
Well, I think if you have an Italian mother, you probably want to kiss your Italian father because his mustache is probably smaller than hers.
I knew you're going there, but I let you go anyway.
Yeah.
he's having trouble with it.
Trying to
I'll let him spit it out.
There, it was up there. I was going to the light. Hey, Carol Ann, going to the light. Yeah, we're Irish. We don't kiss. I didn't tell my mother I love her. It's ridiculous.
I never heard I love you when I was a kid.
No, never.
It was awkward.
On my dad's deathbed, I was telling this the other day, not on this show, but anyway, I was my dad was on his deathbed, so my mom was like on one side. They already been divorced for a while, but he was in Chicago. My mom lived in Philadelphia at the time. She flew out because, you know, he was in bad shape. She's on one side of his bed. I'm on the other side. I just came from L.A. to visit him, so she's holding his hand, and I'm on the other side of bed. She's like, "Tell him you love him." I'm like,
"No."
Right.
I'm like, nope.
He don't want to hear it. I don't want to say it.
So then she's like, but then she's like, "Tell him." Yeah. Really going, like, tell him. And he's like out of it. I don't know if he can even hear me. So then I finally go, like, "Dad, I love you." He's like, Either didn't hear it, didn't say nothing back, didn't love me. I think I said it when everybody was gone, when I was leaving. I think when I was leaving, going back to L.A. But, I never kissed my dad. I never fucking.
No. When I had an aunt who died a horrible death, she was a lifelong smoker. She actually, she passed down the beach and she was watching me, and I had to get pulled out of the Ocean City, Maryland, the water, because I was drowning, and they had to, like, resuscitate me and shit.
For real?
Yeah.
Was she drunk?
She was the only one watching you?
Yeah. Aunt Jo. And then later on that night, I was like on the couch. It was like 1979. I was like 6 or 7, and I was on the couch. And she comes over to apologize. She's got a drink in her hand and a cigarette. She burned me with a cigarette.
Oh,
I was like,
man,
get this bitch away from me, please. Like,
good old Aunt Jo.
So then, where's your mom doing?
Oh, this is my father. It was on my mother's side. Oh. And so she was in one of those. She had like lung cancer at the end of her life, and she was in one of those oxygen tent. Like, it was like one of the, like
still
one of those
trying
beds
to light up a cigarette.
She's like, yeah, that's right. No, but so the machine had like gears. So the bed could, you know, go up and go down, and it was in an oxygen tent. So somehow, like a spark from the gear, like went off, and she burned to death and burned half the house down.
Oh my God!
That's how she died.
So she was an oxygen tent in her own house.
Yeah,
it was like didn't have it in a hospital because they could have sued for millions.
Yeah, they actually got a pretty good settlement. But then my
from the bed people?
Yeah, from the medical equipment people. And so my grandfather goes to her husband. She's been dead for like a day. And he goes, they're talking about the arrangements. He goes, you might want to think about getting her cremated because you'd probably get a discount.
Oh, Jesus. Half off.
They've already done a lot of it.
Yeah.
So funny.
The work's been already put in.
I was like, do not start laughing.
Be heated.
I mean.
All right, we're here with Steve Grillo.
Yep.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Legend. And his friend Pat.
What's your Twitter, Steve?
Steve Gorilla, G-O-R-I-L-L-A. Well, you know, everybody.
Hashtag Leslie Jones.
That was my sort of what Howard used to call me on the air. So I figured anybody that would attribute my name to anything would be Gorilla. So.
Because he would call you that because he would just get it wrong and then he just made a joke out of it?
It's actually a little bit of a weird story. When I was a kid, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn and the kids were vicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had all my friends, there was a Jewish kid, a Chinese kid, a Puerto Rican kid, and then
like the sweat hogs.
Yeah, basically.
Mr. Carter!
So basically those are really easy things to pick on.
Yeah.
I was sort of like in the gray zone.
Yeah.
So somehow or another.
It's that sweater.
Yeah.
It's gray.
So somehow or another, to offend me, they called me gorilla. Like, yeah. You motherfucks, bananas. You know, it was like, so that was my trigger to piss me off. So my first day ever on the air, Gary Delabate kind of like, said Steve Gorilla. He said it in a weird way. And so it stuck. Howard called me Gorilla ever since then. And then it was so funny because I went home that day and one of my best friends, who was the Puerto Rican kid, I go, Mike, I was on the air today. He goes, yeah, so? I said, guess what Howard called me? He goes, what, he called you a gorilla? Like, he had no idea. Yeah. I was like, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So it kind of stuck. So that's how I just used that as my Twitter handle, I guess.
So I don't even know that. So you were at Howard Stern for what years?
91 to 98.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like the golden years, I guess.
Our dedicated private parts.
Oh, Miss America.
Sorry. To Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were always an intern there, or? Pretty much.
Well, I would always be classified as an intern.
Technically, why?
What I was doing was associate producer. But just because I started out.
Who did you answer to?
Basically, at first it was Gary.
Gary?
And then they had an office manager they took on a woman by the name of Kathy Tobin, who was also, we're all still friends. Kathy came in like a couple years later because Gary really couldn't handle everything himself. So she ran like the intern. And the office, but I on a daily basis it was like Howard and Robin, really, because I picked up Howard in the morning.
Oh, you did?
I did the news for Robin every day.
Were you picking him up in a car?
Well, he was downstairs. Ronnie, the limo driver, would call up, and I'd have to go down and I'd bring him into the building.
Okay.
And then I'd walk him down to the limo at the end of the after the show.
Was Howard chatty in the morning?
Yeah. We had fun. That's where we sort of kind of bonded, you know, because, you know, every morning I had, like, you know, private time with him, like, for at least,
you give him the newspaper?
Yeah. No, actually.
You read the headlines to him? It's 9/11.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I did the jumble. Sorry.
Sorry. Oops.
Hey, so then why'd you leave?
I wasn't getting paid.
Because I have so much money, so I don't understand.
Dude, if you knew the fucking whole thing, it's so sad. I love being there, so it's partly my fault. But basically, as an intern, you get credit at college. So I got rid of I worked on my credits after the first first year I was there. I wasn't getting credit anymore, but nobody said anything. They just let me keep coming in.
Yeah.
So I wasn't getting paid. So, at some point around year five or six, Tom Chiasano, the general manager, realized that it's illegal to not pay somebody. And
how were you financing your life?
Because I'm a fucking hustling motherfucker. That's how.
I'll take 2 8-balls.
I was working at nightclubs with Patrick.
Yeah, but were you using the Stern Show to like get gigs and stuff?
Yeah, I like Hooters would hire me to do a bikini contest.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was used to do the Hawaiian Tropic beauty contest out in Brooklyn. That was like $500
You were an intern there for 4 years, and then you're like and then you didn't even say I want money. Tom said we got to pay.
He didn't even say we got to pay you. He freaked out because he knew if I would have sued them or did something about it, he would get fired. So he told me, you can't be here. And I'm like, what do you mean I can't be here? I'm like, you're telling me I'm fired and I don't even get paid? I was like, how about you pay me? He goes, we can't. So that day.
Why can't they pay you?
Dude, because they were just tight-ass motherfuckers. You know, they were making millions of dollars a day, but they wouldn't pay me. So that day after I had that conversation with Tom, I was walking down Howard to his limo, and I said, I have to leave. I can't come back. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, I'm not, I don't get credit at school, and, you know, Tom doesn't want to pay me. And he goes, oh, I'll talk to Tom. So basically, they started paying me 30 hours. I was working about 50, 60 hours a week there. They paid me for 30 hours. The minimum wage at that time was probably like $6.35.
And they pay you minimum wage?
Yeah, minimum wage. Because if they paid me 40, they would have to give me health benefits.
Oh.
So they kept it at 30.
Why do they only pay you minimum wage?
Dude, I don't know. You want to call Tom up? This is what they did to me.
Who else were there at the show at that time?
It was Stuttering John, Mike Ganji. The E! Show was there, so there was all the whole TV.
They made money
crew.
From that, too.
Yeah, there was a TV show that I was on, like, on a daily basis.
What did they pay Stuttering John?
I don't know. That's one thing we never talked about working on that show was how much everybody got paid. It was always a secret. It was always.
Artie talked about it a lot, didn't he, when he got there?
Maybe not on that show. Maybe afterwards. But I don't know that.
I thought I saw different clips where he's talking about money.
It's possible. I you know, they just didn't pay. So
when Stutter and John was an intern, then they started paying him.
At some point, yeah, John got a
paycheck. Because he was doing bits.
He was putting. We were both out there because I used to go with John on all the interviews. We were both putting our lives on the line every time we went out and asked all the. He asked the questions. I was basically there to just hang out and help him out. But you know, I got the shit beat out of me by Spike Lee's bodyguards going and do that. Like I got pummeled.
It's weird that they're so cheap. I mean, I know they're Jews, but I mean, it can't just be that, right?
The reason for me leaving, it was.
I mean,
like,
I'm literally saying they're Jews.
Well, Howard was, but
Howard's a Jew.
Well, Tom Cianciano was Italian. Mel Carmichael probably a Jew.
Yeah, Mel's a Jew. Yeah.
What it is Howard's here. Then you have Robin here. Then you have Fred here, Gary, and then I think from there it's a huge drop off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A huge. Yeah. If John was making $40,000 a year, I'd be surprised.
Who?
At the pinnacle of, like, say, when I was there, if John was making $40,000 a year from that, I'd be surprised.
Because they just don't want to. Because they know it's good for your career.
So when I decided to leave was they had me like once they started to pay you, there's that corporate leash around your neck now. Well, you have to do this, you have to do that. So they had me. Howard was obsessed with any mention of his name in an article, anywhere. He wanted. I had to do 5 copies: one for him, one for Gary, one for Tom, one for the. I had to use special archive paper, which is paper that doesn't yellow. So I had to make copies, and he had a service.
No yellow joke, no Asian joke.
Gonna jump in on the Chinese paper?
Half an hour later, you have to read it again.
Yeah. Oh. Sharp as a tack.
Thank you.
Brian the Knife.
Again, I don't know if he's a hack or a genius. I can't figure it out. But he makes more minimum wage.
Yeah.
We pay him by the show.
Yeah, that's true. So basically, I was after the show. And Howard left. I had to sit there, and basically, I was on a copy machine for 2 to 3 hours a day, making copies of all these articles. If it was a 5-page article that mentioned Howard Stern at the very end, arbitrarily, I had to make a copy of it. So
this is obviously before the internet.
Yeah, definitely.
But why wouldn't they just give you $100 a day or something? You know what I mean? It's fucking.
So it comes out to like now I'm really getting annoyed at what I'm doing because it's not fun anymore. So it's been a year since I'm getting paid $6.35 for 30 hours a week.
And then you also have to pick up other jobs, right?
So yeah. No, I was in an off-Broadway play, Grandma Sylvia's Funeral.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
But
you're probably exhausted because you have to have like 3 other jobs.
Oh yeah, I was living on 2-hour naps.
Yeah.
And so I went, after a year, I went into Tom's office and I was like, so Tom, it's been a year. Listen, I'm working like 60 hours a week. Can I get a raise and can I get paid just for 40 so I can get health benefits? And he goes, no. I said, but I'm breaking my ass here to 2 o'clock in the afternoon every day. He goes, well, then only work to 30. And I go, okay, well, that means I have to leave at like 10 o'clock. He goes, so that's what you got to do. I said, what about a raise? He goes, well, I'll give you the company standard. I'm like, well, what's that? It's like, I don't know, 4.2% or something like that. It was like, so basically I got another quarter.
Nice.
And here's the defining moment when I said, I'm done. I was walked Howard down, had that same conversation. I said, yeah, Tom, I said, I'm pulling like 60 hours in here and Tom would only pay me for 30 and he's going to give me a quarter raise. And he goes, well, that's Tom. And I went, at that moment, I went, I'm done. I'm out of here. You're not going to fucking back me up? I'm done. And I said I was going to be an actor and I was leaving for L.A., but that was the real reason that he wouldn't stick up for me. So
that's why you said you quit?
No, I was a gentleman. I gave him 2 weeks notice. I let them. I trained the. It was KC at the time. KC took my job, and I trained KC. I didn't want to burn the bridge because if I would have stayed there,
KC's still there now.
No, KC's in Long Island. He's got his own show. He wrote a book. I think it's called Simply Amazing or something. He's doing well considering he's a raging alcoholic.
Yeah,
gay too?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I know he likes women, but I can't.
Is that KC and the Sunshine Band guy? Yeah, different guy.
So, but I didn't want to burn the bridge, so I left.
Oh, roller skates.
It's just called burning bridges, so now you can do it.
Yeah, okay. So, well, I just did.
But it's annoying to me that they fucking, you know, they draw the line with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they draw the line with, like, just people that can't. It's just.
But for a couple of years after that, you would still pop into the show from time to time.
Yeah, no, but I did. But that's exactly why I didn't burn the bridge, because I knew in the future if I had to promote something or if I was doing something and I needed that publicity, I could always go back. But now that they're not taking anybody from the past. And no old staff members are allowed to come back on the show.
Yeah, no John, no you.
Certainly Artie.
No Artie. Well,
KC.
Right. And so, then Jackie, I guess.
No Jackie either.
Well, and who made that decision?
Well, you know, he's got this new guru person that is in his life, I guess. It's teaching him about how you have to move forward in your life and not go
backwards. That's his wife. That's his wife. I just, because I have a wife.
Yeah.
You know how wives always want you to, like, look for, you know, there was this, like new agey shit. So I'm sure his wife, like, said, like, you can't keep looking back and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, honey. Because he wants to fuck her, you know, occasionally.
Well,
so he has to play ball with her, with his wife a little bit. And then this maybe she knew her or whatever. And then it's all, and, you know, because my wife listens to the show now. She was listening to the show when I left. And she goes, Howard Stern, you know, when I started doing my show, I was shitting on everybody and I was, you know, I was getting a lot of trouble, whatever. And she goes, you know, I go, well, that's the show. Or if I would shit on her, she would go, I go, well, that's the show. You know, that's why people like it. I go, I asked Florentine, because Florentine's been, you know, Howard Stern fan forever.
Yeah.
I said, I asked Florentine, and Florentine said, Howard Stern used to say the most ridiculous shit about his wife, and nothing was off limits to, and she goes, yeah, but now he regrets. I go, fuck that, because he became famous because of that.
Yep.
And now he's like, I don't want to die. That's tacky. I don't want to do that. That's below me. Now I want to just interview fucking Paul McCartney, you know? So, but again, if he hadn't done that, he would, no one ever would have fucking heard of him.
No. There is a woman that came in who was like a show consultant. I know. I've heard this from other people.
Marcy Turk, is that the
one? Yeah, Artie always talks about her. But I'm saying, I'm sure it's his wife is involved somehow. Like, you know, how are you? We have to be, like, he wants to be considered classy now, you know?
Yeah, well, he's become the person he used to make fun of.
Yeah, right.
You know, he used to make fun of all the A-list celebrities that left their first wife and got the Hollywood trophy wife and then got the house in the Hamptons in Florida. And now that's what he's doing.
Yep.
He's the largest property taxpayer in Palm Beach. I've seen this. I mean,
that's Trump.
But no, this is like his single. Trump is a whole different. That's like a corporation. Oh. But like, yeah, he pays like $300,000 a year in property taxes. He bought a $50 million home.
He makes $300,000 in a half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, he has more money than his kids could spend.
Yeah, so it's like, so they're cheap with you. It's just, you know, the whole thing. That's why I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan because I never listen to radio in the morning, and I'm not going to. But, you know, whenever I listen to, like, old interviews, I think he's overrated anyway. But, you know, I mean, he did invent, like, the shock jock genre, I guess.
Yeah.
But then for him to be like, I don't want, you know, like, that's tacky. It's like, come on.
Well, man. You know, he went from having, like, characters on the show, like, you know, Gary the Retard and Eric.
Right, Legend. Right.
Now he won't say those names anymore.
It's Gary the Conqueror.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But he has Shuley handles all this, right? Doesn't Shuley handle he's like the retard whisperer?
He's a whack pack.
Yeah, the whack pack guy.
Shuley's another guy. He's a great person. Listen, I know what people are going to wind up listening to this and think that I'm fucking bitching and complaining.
No, you're not. I'm bitching.
Okay.
You're not doing anything.
But those are the best years of my life.
You're telling the facts.
I had a fucking great time there. It was like
Of course. But for them to just go like, you put 7 years and then they just go like, you know, he's expendable. I mean, that's just fucking tacky because they have the money. Yeah. Instead of just going like, maybe, you know, we can't hire everybody. You know, how do you even get an internship there back then?
I was just a persistent asshole.
You wrote a handwritten letter, which is really funny.
And you were at what school?
I was at Hunter College. I was down the block.
So everyone was trying to get an internship
I did. I sent in a formal letter. Like, that was professionally done, and I didn't hear anything. So I was like, shit. So the next time I heard they were looking for interns, I'm going to go for the desperate look. So I literally was in class, and I wrote a handwritten letter. I did every other line, and I tore it out of the spiral notebook, and it had all the frayed fucking things on it, and I stuffed it into an envelope, and I dropped it off.
You just put Howard Stern on it, no address, Howard Stern.
Yeah, no, I dropped it off. I didn't even fucking mail it.
Yeah, because that's what they want. But then for them to just go like, all right, we used you, and now here you go, and you used us. But you didn't get anything from it.
Did you get a lot of pussy?
I got more pussy from doing the off-Broadway play than I did working on the show.
Really?
Because you know, I
love that off-Broadway pussy. I hear good things.
Yeah. It was kind of terrifying because I was afraid that if I did, I'm not saying I didn't ever not fuck a fan, but I did. But I'm just saying, like, I was more afraid that they'd call up and be like, he's got a little dick or something like that, or he sucks in bed. You know, it's kind of like.
Yeah, but that's better for the show if they do
that. Well, I know, but that's why I was more terrified what they would do after I had sex with them.
I mean, I think with a show like that, you have to make yourself, like, not expendable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you have a little dick or if you have a little, you know, I mean, that's almost like better because that way you became more things for them to make fun of you for. You know what
I mean? Well, when he did the pay-per-view special in 1994, I think it was New Year's Eve, that 93 to 94. I fucked like two of the girls from the pageant, not at the same time, but when he found out, they brought me in and I didn't fucking wear rubber. So they wanted to send me for an AIDS test and shit like that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
That was an interesting moment when I walked home and both my parents were sitting on the couch. Really? I was like, I'm going to bed.
Why were your parents mad?
What? They were fucking. It was a huge show that day, and the fact that he wanted to send me for an AIDS test and stuff, they were listening or someone called him up and told him.
Oh, you lived at home?
At that time, I lived at home, so I was only like 20 years old.
And then so when you were working at Howard Stern, you lived at home the whole time?
No. I had to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I wanted to find, you know, I had a girlfriend that was living in the city, so I was like staying with her most of the time. And then I got a dorm room at Hunter College, and then I infamously got the apartment with Ganji that we used to be. It used to be like this writer. He wrote Easy Money. He was he wrote for Rodney Dangerfield because Dangerfield was down the block. So he wrote. So it went from him to Jackie to Stuttering John, because it was like a rent-controlled apartment. It was like $300 a month. And
a dump?
No, I loved it. It had a bathtub in the kitchen, but it was cool as fuck.
Right.
But it was an old.
Yeah, I had one of those apartments.
Yeah, so
the east side too.
Yeah, it was 65th between first and second.
Mine was first and second between first and second at 77th or 78th.
But it was like it was cheap, and then me and Ganji moved in, and then after we had that big falling out with Stuttering John, we moved to 91st Street, and then I was at 18th Street for 20 years, and now I'm in Hell's Kitchen. So, but I wanted to be.
You lost your place in 18th Street?
No, I got I left. I moved.
Okay.
Yeah. It was 20 years. I was done with that apartment. I love where I'm living right now. And it's pretty interesting to be, you know, down the block from the bar that you hang out at all the time.
Are you behind on your rent?
Well, yeah. No, yeah.
We talked about this before the show.
We didn't really get into it.
And no, I don't want to get into it because
no, he goes, I don't want to get into it. Brian brings it up on the show.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But by the time.
He's blind and drunk, so that's why he. Like, I forgot and I'm drunk and I can't see.
I haven't had a drink today.
No wonder you're on edge.
I know.
Yeah. That's what it shakes.
Wait, when you left Howard Stern, could you use that to get a job or did people not take that seriously? You wanted to be in show business anyway, right?
Yeah. No, I was already.
Do you have AIDS?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're
on my resume.
You want to be an actor?
Well, I've done acting. Yeah, sure.
Well, what did you want to do?
Yeah, well, I love both sides. I like to write. I could be in production. I could be in front of the camera. But I was getting involved in that. I was actually doing pretty well. I was working at a nightclub. Bartending, making piles of cash, and I was also working on The Sopranos. I was Anthony Jr.'s stand-in for like three seasons.
Right. Did you ever see his part on The Sopranos?
Yeah, I did.
So,
don't disrespect the pizza place.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Did they pay you for that minimum wage?
No, I actually got SAG. I got SAG.
$25
SAG scale.
SAG scale. That's what they always tell you.
I still get my $1.35 check every once in a while. Yeah,
funny. There's a big book coming out about The Sopranos. And they're making a prequel to The Sopranos all about Tony's dad. David Chase and fucking...
They are?
Where else
HBO?
Those gavones are. Oh!
Oh, over here.
HBO?
HBO, yeah.
Why haven't you had a drink today?
Because I just was busy earlier. I woke up at 2:30 in the morning. I'm going back to bed. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, wow. Maybe you're menopause.
Maybe I'm menopause. I was just my dog got her period on Friday.
What?
Yeah, she got her period on Friday.
And you were fucking her?
Oh,
she can't.
Yeah, they're all applauding.
Oh, thank you.
Hate that when you're like, oh, it's. Really
oh no, no, you know what that means? How she down there?
Yeah, totally.
Fucked.
Yeah, she came pregnant now. Yeah, I actually the first thing I said. I said, now you can have a kid. Congratulations. She's 12. And then I said,
oh my God.
I said, what's
12? That's when they get their period.
Yeah, she's also 5'8". You've seen her. She's
your
a
dog.
Girl. What?
Your dog?
His daughter.
No, my daughter. She's.
Oh, I thought you said
you sound like
dog.
His dog before.
You thought it was my dog got its period?
Yeah.
No.
It's even worse. It's daughter.
And we clap for that.
What's that?
And we clap for your dog getting a period.
Yeah.
That's why I thought you guys were clapping because now we can fuck his dog.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
I don't mind some rough sex, but that's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God. Yeah. So the
wait, you guys know he said his daughter.
Yeah, that's why we were clapping. We were congratulating.
So I'm talking to her, and I said, take me through that. What does that even mean? She goes, well, I went to the bathroom, and I noticed I had a bunch of blood, and I was like, oh. She goes, yeah, I knew it was coming because there was a lot of mucus all week. I was like, okay. Because I do.
Why is she telling you?
Because we're very close.
Yeah, but how about your mom? How about your wife?
My wife? Well, I do blow my nose in her pussy. She's got a pretty mucusy snatch of her own. I won't eat it, but I'll use it as a Kleenex.
What?
So wait, so you, why did she tell? Does your wife know?
Yeah, she told my wife and it just
everybody.
I mean, we didn't announce it on Facebook. But no, little girl's a woman now.
On the Kevin Brennan show, you do it.
12.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
How?
She's a woman now.
It's like fucking. It's reality.
Yeah, well,
she's not a child anymore.
I mean, your daughter is tall. Like the
what does that have to do with her period?
The faster they evolve.
Yeah, some kids are so tall they get exclamation points.
We'll cut that out.
Anyway, I love her very much. It's nice that
we love her very much. Of course you do. So you love her more because she has her period?
Yeah, it's, you know. Oh, man.
Turns you on,
Dracula. Oh.
Jesus.
No, just,
oh my God. Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice we're that close. I felt it was like a nice father daughter moment.
When did it happen yesterday?
Friday.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
Did she go tampon or maxi pad?
We didn't. I kind of like. I stopped it right there. I was like, all right, you had mucus in your vagina. Now you have your period. Great. I'm out of the picture.
I tag out.
Yeah. Don't start dating Puerto Ricans. In Gravesend.
It's so fertile.
Gravesend.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's something. Man,
you're
I don't want to even talk about it. I just pretend it's not gonna happen.
Right, exactly.
I don't want it's not my business.
Well,
I mean it is, but it's my wife's responsibility.
Now, ultimately, I'm not gonna show her to put a tampon in her.
No, I'm not. It's not even that. I don't even want to know. The less I know, the better. You know what I mean?
Right. But now, you know, she's acting. It's nice that she's close enough to me where she told me that. We can talk about something else. But
Yeah. So she's going to start acting like a teenager?
No, I don't think they go hand in hand. I think she's now once a month.
I think they do. I think they do. I think that as they get. No, teenagers have mental problems.
Yeah, but you know what? I know some really nice teenage girls that I met on the internet. I know nice kids. I know nice 14, 15, 16. Not every little girl turns into a cunt for 5 years. Not everyone. I mean,
yeah, but you see them. You see them. You don't live with them. It's like saying someone you work with seems like a nice person, then you move in with them and they're a fucking nightmare. Or you start dating someone, and then you move in with them and then they're fucking right. Steve, you've dealt with that.
Follow what? Yeah.
Are you currently single?
Yeah.
Are you gonna
be? Of course I am.
Are you getting laid out there though?
You know, it's a rough world out there. The Tinder and all those apps, they're kind of good for a little bit. And then there's so many flaky people out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just like, you know, it's...
How old are you now? 40?
46.
And you want to have a family?
No. I'm totally single.
You'll never have a family?
I don't think so. Unless someone cuts my balls off, I don't know. I just don't... I'm free and clear. I don't have anybody, holding me back. You know, you guys have kids. You have to worry about that shit. I don't.
But I understand why you don't. Why are you not working if you don't have any? You don't have anything to holding you back. And isn't there like the unemployment's like 3% or 4%?
Oh, the last job I was at, I was getting paid a straight salary, so I can't collect unemployment.
No, but I'm saying, aren't there jobs out there, or not the kind of jobs
you're looking for? Not the kind of jobs I'm looking for. Like, why can't
you
I?
Want to be a director of a.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
those Hawaiian Tropic model things again. Yeah. Available $500 a day.
Like, I want to be Leslie Jones' manager. That's right.
I want to be a senator.
Yeah, I want to be your tampon.
No, but are you – so when you're looking for a job, how do you even look for a job?
It's like everything's online now. It's like Indeed. Like I'm on all these different websites, and it's like it seems every time I send out my resume, which is pretty fucking impressive if I don't say so myself, and then just no one gets back to me.
And what kind of jobs?
Basically like producer jobs and stuff like that. Like this, I'm like on Sirius. It's like inside radio and shit. Like I want to do
show business jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're hard to get because there's – too many people want them.
Well, too many people want them.
There was a guy sitting in the chair right out here. I don't even know who it is, but I'm sure he's looking for a job. When we came in today, who was that guy sitting in that big chair?
He's not going to like that. He's a comedian.
Oh, yeah, but he's looking for a job.
He wants a show, probably.
Yeah, people want jobs and shows and shit. That's how show business is.
I have a show. That's what I'm working on right now, really.
No, but I'm saying he probably wants a job here where they pay him money, you know, where they give him a fucking
check.
Sure,
so do I.
Yeah, so.
That's why I'm here. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. So show business jobs, a lot of people want show business jobs.
I'm here to be Ari Emanuel. Right this way, sir.
Show business is a funny, I don't know. I've never really applied for a show business job. So, I've gotten show business jobs, but to, like, apply for them and be, like, online or whatever, be like, I want to be a producer. It's all that shit, isn't it all, like, who you know, Brian?
How did you get the job writing for SNL? Because most of those guys.
I auditioned as a comedian.
And then you hired you as a writer?
No, and then they said, we already have too many cast members, so would you take a job as a writer? I said, yeah. I'm not going to go, no, I'm going to hold out.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold out to be
a fucking popcorn.
I did it for the fucking health insurance because I knew it was a fucking.
What years were you on?
Let me think. No, 99, 2000 I was on. And then I was in between when Colin was getting done an update and when his last year. It's a big fucking. It was in my book. But I didn't write a book. But the point is, it was a transitional period, and then I auditioned to do Update. I didn't get it. Tina Fey got it, and Jimmy Faggot. And
you don't like Fallon?
No, he's gay. I love him, but he's homosexual.
Really? Because I met his wife.
Oh, wow, really? If a guy is a wife, that means he's.
This is Brenda. My love, my heart, my joy.
That's why he's in the bars all. Oh, look at my picture. That's why he's in the bars drinking. That's why he's in the bars drinking all the time. A lot of closet homosexuals are. That's why all those actors, remember all the old fucking timey actors? They were all alcoholics.
Rex Harrison.
Yeah, because they're all closeted homosexuals. Right. But anyway, I mean, I can't prove it. You can't really prove a guy's a closeted homosexual.
Was Orson Welles gay?
Huh?
Was Orson Welles gay?
Probably. All those guys were gay.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Orson Welles drunk commercial?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
No, you have to. It's like frozen peas commercial, and it's him, and he's just, it was.
Well, there's the one for Paul Masson. Shit. Can you pull it up, please, Garrett? Just what? It's like 30 seconds.
I met his wife. We're going to call that episode, I Met His Wife.
Right. Orson Welles' drunk wine
I met
commercial.
His wife, and his dick tastes like shit, but I can't.
Because his son
Why
had the car.
Take one? With overlap, action, please. Action,
awesome,
please.
Did it just do anything?
No, sorry, Kurt. Yeah, rolling.
102, take two.
The French champagne.
What?
Has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence. It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So Paul Masson.
102, take three.
First of all, I like how the actors, they
Action
don't even
please.
React.
Yeah. Look, that guy looks like a statue.
Champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, Inspired by that same French excellence, it's fermented in the bottle and, like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. So, Paul Masson.
Oh my God.
He keeps saying God.
He dubbed it.
The taste of French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There's a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence.
It's a different take.
It's fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, it's vintage dated. Paul Masson's superb taste shouldn't be too surprising. This champagne doesn't come from France, but it was created by a man who did, Paul Masson. Paul Masson will sell no wine.
The saddest part is those fucking actors. It's like, that's how you have to be in showbiz. You have to just be like a fucking, like a robot. Like you can't even, as an actor, they tell you to react, right, to what's happening. They can't react.
No.
They have to just stand there like, the woman never even moved.
Well, they're you know, and they're also working with the great Orson Welles at that point. It was like living on Peter Bogdanovich's couch.
Yeah, but they know he's a complete fucking drunk, raging alcoholic, and they still like, oh, he's a great man.
He did I think it was probably a radio spot for frozen peas, and he fucking throws a whole tantrum. It's hysterical.
Yeah, well,
alcoholism is a bit of a.
Well, listen, let's not throw the baby out the bathwater. God, what else?
If you're sober today,
no,
and we're making fun of a drunk man. The director of one of the greatest movies of all time, according to people.
The one with all the girls in the
sled?
Ghostbusters. He directed Lady Ghostbusters.
I like when women get mad when they don't, you know, when showbiz is not fair anyway.
No, not at all.
And we were saying before the show started, women don't support other women. Like women will go see like Brad Pitt, we're talking about whatever that movie. Bradley
Cooper. That's the
when Brad Pitt and George Clooney. What's that fucking
Ocean's 11?
Yeah, women will go see that because they think those guys are handsome. Men will go see that because the whatever. But if they do it when they do it with the lady with the women and that women don't. Women are like guys will never go see a women all women movie.
No, Ocean's 12 didn't see it.
And so will women see that? Maybe, you know, but they can't take their fucking boyfriend. Women like to go out. That's another thing. Women like to go out, so they like to take their man with them because then they feel like, oh, this is my man.
You know, like a good lady caper movie?
No. I never saw the other ones, but I'm saying, like, it's like the WNBA. Like, who thought that would work? Who really thought that would work?
Is it still going?
Yeah, men will never go see women play basketball unless it's their fucking college or whatever, but it's like, and women aren't going to go because they're all lesbians.
I had a friend that bought season tickets to the Liberty.
I'm sure they had a good price.
She would be like, anybody want to go? And they'd be like, crickets.
They paid her.
What'd you do if they changed that $100?
Oh, this guy. We got to keep him sober more often.
Bought an $80 hamburger.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, the cheeseburger would be more than the goddamn tickets. Am I right? No, but you can only blame fucking society so much. Like women comics are like, you know, women comics, and then you watch women comics, you're like, they're not that good. Like some are good, but most of them are, the average women comic is not good. And also there's different reasons, but they're just not that good. So you can't be like, what the fuck's going on? They're just not as good.
What about Paula Poundstone? She was good.
Oh, you really are from the 90s.
And also like,
you can pick somebody that you can pick. So go, well, she's good. Okay, yeah, but the average female comedian, it's just not going to be as good as the average male comedian.
Like,
and I don't even like male comedians. I'm just stating a fact.
Think about all these girl comics that we know, and they're all like selling their panties in their head or their sugar.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was Mike Vecchione. You're like, yeah, how you doing? And Mike is like, yeah, I'm selling
my boxers.
Yeah, my boxers.
No, they want to be treated. They want to be treated like as professional comedians, and then they're all whoring it up on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, like
Right? Karen Feehan.
Yeah, right.
She shows her ass like she's a fucking black girl.
All the time.
Yeah.
Those dead sharks.
It's like a treat me like a professional. Treat me with respect. I'm not a sex object. And then they make themselves sex objects. And then you're like, what the fuck is this?
You get cunt. Me too.
Yeah,
me too. So, but they're just not as funny. How many women do you know that are like, most guys are kind of funny because they got to get pussy to be a little funny. Guy, well, you know, but women already got the pussy. So they don't need to be funny. They already got the fucking party in their pants, Steve.
I know. I enjoy the party.
Anyway, it's annoying.
So when's the last time you like went out with a girl or? What? I'm always fascinated.
Hey, you're with her.
Does my ex-wife count?
You're married?
I was married.
Wait, where's she?
Where's
she buried? Let me rephrase the question.
Upstate New York. No, I we're close. We're good friends, I guess.
Why'd you get divorced?
You still hook up?
Yeah, because she's a fucking narcissistic sociopath.
Wait, you still hook up with her, though?
Yeah.
Wow. She lives in Manhattan?
She brings chicks over. It's cool.
No.
Yeah. So why I never cheated.
You fucked them?
Oh, she demands it.
Now or when you were married?
Both.
Wow.
Even if you walk in the room now, they're like, "Where's your son? You're like, are you the guy I'm going to fuck?" Like, God, you like, got your newsy hat on. Like, let's get it on. You got a cough. Like,
dick don't work. Oh, it was. God damn it. Where's my chew poos?
See me at Costco back in the day.
What do they call this thing, our new ad sponsor?
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Blue Chew. I call them chew poos.
And remember, Friday nights are blue juice. I'll chew it for you.
So wait, your ex-wife is still hooking you up?
Yeah.
I don't believe any of this.
And how far upstate is she?
No, she's in the city.
Okay, I don't know.
And what does she do?
She's a yoga instructor.
Yogurt?
Yogurt?
You're blueberry.
Open your mouth. You're going to get a spoon. Okay? The top's going to have a little bit of...
she's a yoga instructor. She's probably in shape, right?
Oh, she's hot.
And then she has a little foil
girls.
On it.
She brings pull the over foil other back. Hot girls. Yeah. And then you fuck them. Does she fuck them too, or she just watches you?
Oh, no. It's just like a fucking, just like a porno. Just the way I thought
it
would
happen. What are you complaining
about? Who's complaining?
Just get a job at the local cinema or something. Make ends meet if your ex-wife's getting you pussy. Yeah. My ex-wife was hooking me up. I'd be working anywhere. I wouldn't give a shit.
Tearing tickets. You're like, "Dude, rock 'em in. Enjoy the show. I'm having a foursome later tonight.
It's 7-Eleven. And who gives a shit? You're looking for a fucking... You can't have it all. You want to be a producer and you want to be doing threesomes with your ex?
Why can't I have it all? Why not?
No. I don't think... unless you're Tom Brady.
No, I'm not Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you're Tom Brady, I don't know if you can have it all.
Oh, we're like Mr. Brady with all that AIDS.
Oh, Jesus.
That was funny when he got AIDS.
It was funny.
That was funny.
He was in the closet.
Yeah, of course. They all had to be in a closet.
Yeah, you couldn't really be. Remember, they like, you know, they would like have...
They're all in the closet. Like, who is that? Oh, that's Rock Hudson over here.
Yeah, Admiral Pussy Hound.
So many in the closet.
Remember, like, Liberace going like Merv Griffin show, and Merv would be like, "Lib, Lee, you're such a catch. You're out there." He's like, "I just can't find the right girl. I'm out there. I'm just looking.
His long coat.
He's wearing like a
mink. In California in the summer.
Like, he's blowing a dachshund, you know. He's just sucking this little dog's dick. You know, just can't find the right girl, Merv. What'd you get hit by a racquetball? Yes, racquetball.
Everyone played along. Even Johnny Carson had to play along. Everybody was straight back then. Everybody was
thinking about what Harvey Fierstein.
Yeah, but he was
that guy Paul Lynn too. Come on, he was like
he was never
flaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody said you're a big faggot.
No,
I'm sure everybody knew he was.
Then he had that escort, that boy, fall out of his window of his house and die.
Who, Paul Lynn?
Paul Lynn, yeah, he was a huge drunk, and he also hated Jews. Be like, "Oh, these Jews!
Oh, the Jews!"
Did you read his book?
Well, Gilbert Gottfried does a whole thing about it. Oh. These stinking Jews keeping my career down. These fucking kikes. May they all burn in hell for killing our Lord and Savior. So anyway, so you're still fucking your ex-wife. You're a couple months behind on your rent. Can you, like, Airbnb half your place? Like, can you monetize it at all?
No, I'll figure it out. I got this handled.
Okay, all right.
How much you owe your landlord?
I just got to square up with January.
And what is he giving you extra time? Or
No, I'm in touch with them. I got some money coming in, so.
See, what always good. Whenever you owe people money, you stay in touch with them.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't, like, hide out.
That?
What's that?
Where'd you learn that?
Because I used to borrow money a lot from people when I was like broke and young in the city, and I would kind of duck people until I had the money. I was embarrassed, but then I was.
They would get mad, right? Because they think you're ducking them.
These are always friends. You don't really want to borrow money from friends anyway. But you know, like I was 22, 21, whatever.
Doing a lot of blow, right?
Yeah, selling a lot of blow and yeah, doing it too. But like you know, I would need like.
How do you do your taxes when you do sell blow for a living?
You check the box, self-employed. self-employed.
Put a little file in your tax returns.
I have to pay all my taxes rolled up, like rolled up singles. Yeah, but you know, it's one of those things where if you owe somebody money, you're smart to do that. You're smart to keep them in the loop with it. You know, and if you owe $500, give $100, give them $100.
Yeah,
you know, just whatever, just kind of chip away at it. So you know what to do. You're no spring chicken. So you've been around the block.
And you don't have a roommate?
Yeah, I do have a roommate.
And he and can you kind of take advantage of that to make him pay extra?
No, I got it covered. I know what I'm doing. So it just sucks because I was doing well for so long, and then you know the company that I was involved with, they're not pulling their weight anymore, and they had to let me go. I was like totally in the clear. It was like for like 6 years, I didn't have to worry about shit. It was nice. I got a nice apartment and everything like that, and then basically
the show business.
Yeah, it was LED lighting. It was basically see the lights that you have here is sort of similar to that. I met them because you know when I was standing on The Sopranos, I always hated the heat from the lights when you're sitting there and you're waiting all that long while they're setting up. So I met it's called Bright Shot, and I met them about 7 years ago, and it was just at a time when my wife had left. And it was like right, really bad time for me. And I went to a party, and this guy's like, "Hey, you want to check out my new invention?" And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." He goes, "Oh, it's an LED light for TV and film. It's only 3.8 amps. It goes any color temperature, and it's got no heat. So it's got like built-in special effects, like police lights and lightning and all this."
And what happened then? What went out of business?
They hired me. I got to like I was like, "You're gonna hire me? I'm gonna get you on TV and film because I know so many people," and. So I said 2 days later, he's like, "I'm not hiring anybody right now." I said, "You're going to hire me." So 2 days later, I called him up. I said, "Bring the light down to the Ed Sullivan Theater. I got your demo with David Letterman." And then 2 days later, I said, "Bring your lights to Sirius. I got you a demo with Howard Stern TV." And
are you serious?
Not very. So I after that, they hired me, and I got them on Blue Bloods, and we were doing really well because we were the only light that did that. And they made me a partner in the company. And everything was going good, but then the competition, Airy, they basically took the same thing that we did and stole it, and they're huge, and we weren't, so they basically, they pinched us. And that's where they're still doing okay now, but they basically couldn't afford to pay me anymore, or the company would have went in.
Same thing happened to Snapchat. Facebook wanted to buy Snapchat for, like, billions of dollars. Snapchat's like, "No, we're fine." And now Snapchat's going to go out of business
because gone.
Facebook just took what they were doing.
Yeah,
I hate the heat
from
the lights
because
my wig always falls off when I'm acting. You know, because all the toupee glue, it just slides right off.
You really should be like an old timey actor.
Yeah,
you should have been Merv Griffin's sidekick. On the fucking
drunk on the couch,
just a drunk,
smoking a cigar.
Maybe gay, maybe not.
Exactly. Women come over and she goes, "I mean, like, wait, we had that girl and Stacey girl on the show yesterday, and some guy on Twitter goes, 'Congratulations. You made it past that fucking creep, Brian McCarthy.'" I'm like, I don't think I would consider.
No, you are a creep because you pretend you're blind so we can get real close to women, get real close to their face.
Yeah, I thought she was cute. I was taken with her.
Well, she actually did Grandma Sylvia's funeral with me. That's how I know Stacey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the play.
Yeah.
Oh, the play.
Ever fuck her?
Is she fucking Gino? Somebody said she's fucking Gino. That's a yes.
I don't think right now.
What do you mean, the second?
No, I think it's
because we're pre-taping?
In the past.
You fucked her on February 5th.
This is February 6th, but on the day we're taping it.
Right.
He might or may not be fucking
That horrible Philly accent. "Oh, I'm coming. Oh, this cum's coming out of my cock. Oh, this is amazing. Your pussy, your twat, so nice."
You don't even talk like that.
I don't know.
That's more of a Baltimore accent anyway.
I'm from Baltimore.
No, I've known Stacey for about 25 years almost.
25 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Or something like that. It's a long time.
She's holding up. She's cute. Like,
oh, no. She's,
I didn't know she was that old. I thought she was in her 30s.
No, she might be a year older than me. I think she's
right.
47. No, 48. She looks great. She actually looks better than she did when I first met her, to be honest with you.
I looked up her picture of her husband because that's why I took his name down on Facebook. I was going to try to be a friend with him, but I'm like, he'll probably catch on. Because she was weird. She was on the show, not yesterday, 2 weeks ago yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
And because they never fucked without a condom.
You would never fuck her or anything. They had a really terrible sex life.
Yeah.
Like 10 years. Although I'm one to talk. At least you got laid.
You are one to talk.
Yeah, like I'm
he won't, what won't you do?
Well, I mean, not that I won't go down on my way, but we're kind of in a real dry spell.
For like just, your house is crazy. Your daughter's bleeding. You won't go down on your wife. You got all kinds of wild animals running around. You don't know what's coming or going. You can't see half the time. Your wife's probably fucking the UPS guy.
Yeah. Every time I did this, this is a true story. A couple years ago, friends come to the apartment, and I thought it'd be funny if I opened the door naked. And I was going to do that thing where you tuck your cock between your legs, like signs of a lamb.
Yeah, sure.
So we've
all done this gag.
I get a buzz from the buzzer. I run downstairs. I tuck my cock, you know, which is pretty meaty.
You guys know this story?
Oh, yeah.
And I open my, and I go like this.
Go ahead, finish the story, Artie. And I... You told the story like that, Don. I don't know if you told it on Misery Loves Company or if you told it here. It don't matter.
I don't know.
It don't matter.
I'm at the door and I'm like this, and it's the UPS guy. It's this black guy. And I go, Art for, I go, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And he literally was like Scooby-Doo, like this all ghost, you know?
He was black, right?
And he ran.
Was it MLK Day?
I was expecting a case of wine, which you have to sign for. So like I ran upstairs. It was the winter, and I just got a pair of underwear and a shirt, and I ran out the street. And he's in the car, and he's like visibly traumatized. And I was like, dude, I thought you were a friend. I said, white people, we get naked in front of each other. It's like something we do as a goof.
You made it worse by making it racial.
Hell, man, no hell. Fuck this. He like I thought he was gonna quit his job and just get out of the truck and never leave all the packages there.
So finally gets a job. Now he has to quit.
Right. He's like, I did 10 years upstate for this bullshit.
Oh, shit.
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 MLK Day.
That was
2 weeks and 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Wait, how'd you celebrate it? BBQ?
I went to the bar across the street from here, had a French onion soup and 4 Pinot Grigios.
Sat there with the soup. You should get the 4 Pinot Grigios at the same time. Just surround the big soup crock.
All excited. My wine.
Which one should I drink first?
No, the warmest one. Then the coldest one will be the last one. I had Amy, the Irish bartender. I was like, I always wonder, like in Ireland, like how does anybody?
Yeah,
ever...
But can you get a job like at one of those places?
I've been looking, man. It's tough. It's tough out there right now.
Do you have a? Do you drink?
Fuck yeah, I drink.
When you get a job as a bartender, they want you to be sober?
It all depends on the order. I've been behind the bar sober. Like, I've worked at places that don't let you drink behind the bar. Right. But there are places that are okay with it. But, you know, you got to count money at the end. You know, like, when it comes to bartending, I take it kind of serious. And at the end of the night, if you can't count your money, you don't have a job.
And also, if
you're so drunk, you're like, 22.
I've seen it. I've been there. So, like... You know,
also, if your drawer's short, you have to pay the money.
And if it's over, that means you're stealing.
Right.
My wife said my drawer was short last night. You know what I'm saying? That's a small dick joke, I think.
You're a prince, too. Every once in a while, you get one over the fence. So
what was the last bartending job you had?
It was on the 13th and A.
Oh, what year?
Oh, well, for 6 years, I didn't have to worry about bartending.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
So they want you to have some recent experience because you
recent
be like, I know how to make an old fashioned. What a new drink.
Yeah. No.
Sex on a beach. Yeah. That sounds crazy. Yeah.
The lady will have a mudslide, and then she'll have a drink.
Don't they want you to know to be up with the current?
Every bar has a different menu. You have to learn the menu
of what they make.
Right.
Yeah, I can't even imagine going back there. I used to bartend.
Yeah.
I was not the best.
I used to get Mr. Boston book and hide in my pants. And then they'd be like, let me get a Rob Roy. And I'd be like, all right, it's down here. And I would go in the ice bin and just get Rob Roy and be like, oh, white vermouth and fucking scotch or whatever. You know, and so you pick all the 9 times out of 10, people just order a vodka soda, you know. Yeah. Back of the rocks.
Anyone who orders a fancy drink is usually a douche anyway.
Oh, yeah. I worked at a place that was called Tiki Room, and it was like there was like a 3-page drink menu.
I worked at a place called Tiki Torch. It was actually a different kind of a place.
Were you proud to work there?
At the end of every shift, we'd hang a black guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Called Tiki Torch.
I know the owner, Tim Lynch.
Oh, my God. Ouch.
Good times.
But I had to like learn all these like frozen drinks. It was horrible. I'd like make it shitty just so the person wouldn't order the second one.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd comment on them. And
most people are pissed. Hey, little lemonade for your my rum runner. There you go. But you know what? What is that comment? Who's that guy that does our show? Brian McFadden?
Yeah.
I wonder if he could hook him up with it. I wonder if...
Why? What's he do?
His family owns a bar called McFadden's.
Oh, that's Brian. He's going to be here tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
In
2 weeks ago.
McKenna?
McKenna.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Brian McKenna.
He was here 2 weeks ago today.
blew my mind.
We got to get that guy from the Time Machine.
What about the March 19th? Oh, right. Whoa! Yo, we don't need roads, yo.
Back to the Future, motherfucker.
Every ribs, yo.
Ryan McKenna's going to be on the. He was on the show 2 weeks ago, and we got you a job.
Yeah. By the way, I paid my rent.
Your job. No, he actually might be. Yeah, he has a bar.
Yeah, I would love
T
to.
T Street. Will you go all the way down there?
Yeah, sure. His family owns it.
And he might. He's a show business guy, and he might be able to hook you up. We'll talk to him.
All right, cool. That'd be cool, man. Thanks.
Because he picks up shifts, and they might just need somebody to pick up shifts. You know?
Yeah, sure.
And he likes a guy who drinks at a job and then can't count his money at the end of the shift.
48?
I always count my money.
In Steve's defense, he's usually too coked up to make mistakes. He's pretty wired when he's drinking, so he's all right. He evens him out.
Oh, what a disaster.
What a disaster.
No, that'd be funny if we got you a job.
Uh-huh. That would be great if you got me a job.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. He's a good egg. So
he'll be here.
He's talking with Jim Brewer, or he was, or something. I don't even know. I don't know what's going on.
There's too many people out there.
Yeah, we're pre-taping this because I'm touring. I'm on tour today.
Oh, cool. So, where are you going to be 2 weeks from now?
I don't know, but I'll tell you.
Can't tell you. He's touring with Louis C.K.
Yeah, so I can't. I have to. It's all on the.
Yeah.
You guys have to parachute in. You're just jerking off.
Oh! I can't get it. He can't catch a break.
Well, I think he's doing okay on the road,
he's
right?
He's doing pretty good.
Really?
Okay. Better than me.
Yeah, no kidding. Right?
No, but I just like they don't want to let him breathe.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation, as most jizz like, related.
But he's real salt of the earth.
No, it's sticky because they're basically.
She's whacking it.
No, it's sticky because they don't want him to be able to fucking talk. You know what I mean? So he didn't
rape anybody. Just
no,
like
he didn't commit a crime. So it's like so now it's almost like a free speech issue. You know, like they don't want him to. They don't, even though there's demand for his services, these people, they're like, no, he shouldn't be allowed to make money or speak. They don't think he should be allowed to speak, you know, like in comedy clubs or he should be silenced forever because they don't like him, you know, because they don't like what he did. So that's that. But he's doing fine. He's going to do fine because he's selling tickets, you know, and I don't think that's going to stop. Because people are curious. They already thought he was funny, talented guy, and now they're curious about what the fuck's going on.
Everybody wants to be the first person to put it on Twitter. Oh, he said this, you know, and start the whole fucking ball.
Yeah, they want to be there. It's like when I was watching that fucking Fire Festival thing on Netflix.
That's great.
It's like all those people that went, I don't even feel bad for them because they always want to be the first person. They always want to be the first person to try something or, you know, they always want to be like the first people to go to see the movie or they, you know, they got to be the first person. So like, I'm going to go to this Fire Festival. I'm like, huh?
What's the Fire? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's a...
You probably didn't pay your Netflix bill, but listen, what?
Ask your neighbor to put on you. Listen to the door. On Netflix. I'm listening.
Ask them for their passcode.
Yeah.
No, it's that guy in the Bahamas that did the fucking the music festival
and all. EDM music festival.
There's supposed to be all these models there. They did a promo and there was like all these supermodels but the guy was a scam artist, you know. But people sign up. They're like, what could go wrong? First of all, you don't even know.
It was like $25,000. It was like. Supposed to have luxury villas in the Bahamas.
Yeah, and it was just they had like fucking tents, hurricane tents.
Yeah, and they had to cancel it. And they had to cancel it. Little, and then the guy stepped. He's in jail for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
They canceled it like the day. People were already there. Then they canceled it. Right. People flew in. They're like, we're going to the Fire Festival in the Bahamas. And then like a school bus picked them up at the airport. And the bus driver's like, you people are fucked. He's taking him. He goes, that's where you're staying. Just like these.
You said Fire Festival. Didn't you mean like that thing that happened in Mexico with the gas pipeline?
Yeah.
Anthony spoke about it yesterday. They had all the footage. So I guess there's a gas shortage in Mexico. And there's this giant pipeline that goes through Mexico. Like, I guess funnels. It goes to the cartels or something. So people were poking holes in the gas pipeline and getting gas from there. So they poked so many holes that it was like the gas wouldn't stop. And it blew up.
Yeah.
And all these people were on fire running through the fields. They played it on Anthony's show yesterday. It was pretty fucked up.
Yesterday? You mean 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Hey, these burritos spicy.
It'd be funny if something crazy happened like within these 2 weeks and we don't even comment on it.
Yeah. How could you not be talking about Prank guy? Yeah. Trump, there, look.
Is that what it is?
That's the pipeline that blew up.
It's just a party.
That's a Fire Festival.
I'm
went to the
from,
wrong
that's
place.
Called Cinco de Mayo. Now, I didn't hear anything about this, honestly.
Yeah, look.
And I read the news in the current time and in the past.
First, they poked holes in it and were stealing gas, and then someone obviously.
Of course, they're going to steal gas. They're Mexicans. That's what they do. My wife's Hispanic. I know how they do it.
She's always Kevin.
She's always stealing from me.
Right.
My wife never tells me when she's going to take my money. Never. Not once. We have a joint account. She never goes like, oh, I'm going to. She never asked if there's money in it. She just takes it. It's the same thing these fucking dirty Mexicans are doing. They just take the fight. They take and then wait. They wait till they get caught. Then they go, oh, that was not cool.
So sorry.
That's a
okay. Sure.
She was Asian too.
Yeah, right.
No, but that's what she do. Say, do an impression of my wife apologizing.
Listen, I'm sorry. Your money's my money. I married you. You suck my kudo like 8 times a day. Why want $800 for some shoes? I gonna fucking take it.
No, I mean, literally, that's what she does. She goes, oh, I had to buy this, but she'll just take $600. Like, who does that?
Your wife.
She just assumes I got more. Like that fucking pipeline.
Right.
Fucking dirty Mexican.
You and your Louis C.K. can go and make more money, and I can have some more money. That's it. Todo bueno.
No, it would be fun to sell out in a fucking hour.
By the way, I know what.
Your fucking landlord. Yeah, I just sold out a fucking show in an hour.
Here you go. Here's your blood money. She should come and host MLC when you can't.
Yeah, she said okay, and then she's like, nah, I don't think so. She's a fucking moody. You know how she don't even hook me up with any of her friends. Mm. Oh, the yogurt festival.
Hey,
the yogurt festival.
Consuela, come suck his cock.
Come over here.
You sit on my face. I'm going to suck his cock, okay? We're going to go, nice Tuesday night. 2 weeks from now.
I can't even imagine. My wife's too jealous. She would never bring it.
Yeah, she's jealous, but she just enjoys chicks.
She's using you.
Yeah,
to have a threesome, but really she wants to be with.
Oh yeah, no, she definitely loves to go down on women, and it's
she's
fun.
A lesbian then, probably, right?
Oh, no, she likes cock too.
No, but if you really like, I've met some lesbians that are like, no, I like to get my pussy eaten, but I don't like to eat pussy. It's like you're not a lesbian.
Oh just man, the last girl I was seeing, she did not fucking go down at all
on anybody.
I maybe girls, but not when she was with me, but not one blowjob. I was with her for like almost 8 months.
Did you bring it up?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Of course I did. She goes, I don't do that.
Well.
I was like, but I just ate your pussy for 20 minutes. Are you fucking kidding? And she's like, I just don't do it. And I had to wear a condom. It was horrible.
What?
Yeah.
While she was not blowing, you had to wear a condom?
Yeah. I was
like, you wear one all the time.
There was a whole drawer full. I was like, all right. Well,
she had a drawer full?
Yeah. I was like, how do you keep pulling these condoms out? Where are they coming from?
She wouldn't blow. She doesn't blow.
No.
And she was hot?
She was cute.
Yeah, but they're a girl that won't blow somebody, she's got problems.
Sure she's a total starfish.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah? Starfish. Was she, like, raped as a...
I think she was.
She got her period?
She got drunk and said something about her brother.
Uh-oh. Tommy's cute.
Did you ever...
Thanksgiving?
Did you ever have sex with did you ever sex with your brother, Kevin's wife?
Huh?
What?
Time traveling. I'm pretending you're my wife and you fucked your brother.
Oh yeah, it was sometimes in the jungle I will get confused. And everything I say, is that my uncle? Is that my brother? Or is it both of them? I don't mind. Let's pull a train, boys. Choo choo. Choo
choo. No, I can only do that because my wife doesn't have a brother. If she had a brother, she'd be like, how fucking dare you disrespect my family? Just take $400 out of the fucking joint account. You'll be fine. You fucking cunt whore.
Right.
My wife don't listen to the show. Actually, she does sometimes, so I got to be careful.
Boy, a pork shoulder.
Honey, you know, honey. Today we got into a fight because my son's been sick. And so we were debating what my – because usually I don't even wake up. But today my son's been sick, so I'm like, I want to make sure he had something to eat or whatever. I was just curious. Anyway, so he has a hoodie, then another hoodie. So my wife goes, that's not enough. I go, he's got two hoodies. It's going to be fine. She goes, he needs a hat. I go, put a fucking hat on him. And then I go back to bed. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm really fighting about if he should wear two hoods or one hat with two hoods. You know what I mean? But that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so
I'm sure things are much better now. Anyway, all right, so you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I have my Aftershock XL podcast up on Spotify and iTunes.
Does XL mean extra large?
Well, it just Aftershock was taken, so I said XL, and it worked, so. Like as far as domain names go.
Why is it after? Is that your
after shock jock kind of?
I'm
trying to fill the void that Howard left, I guess.
All right.
No one's doing what he used to do, really, except for maybe a couple of, like, Anthony and you.
At the risk of being unpopular, I still listen to Howard Show religiously, and it's fucking really good.
Well, he's a great interviewer, but
I mean, it's also, there's also
the last time he had, like, he spanked a girl's ass, or that somebody got naked or something,
There's lots of gay shit.
Gay now.
They mix it up a lot. It's funny. They have
Who do they use for, like, the third wheel now?
They have team writers, and they don't even need a third person.
No, but who do they rely on? Because Robin's not
Benji.
Funny, so who do they rely?
He's not in the studio anymore.
Who do they rely on for laughs?
Do they bring in? It's now more.
There's no steady guy, right?
It's a cast of characters now. It's kind
but
of
there's
like,
no third.
The limo driver is in the studio a lot, and then they'll have in Mehmet, who's a writer. Then you have Chris Wilde, who's a writer, and you'll have this
and Shuley or whoever.
Shuley, and they do a round table now, and everyone will pull their favorite bits, and it's evolved. I love the old show, but the new show, in my opinion, is still really, really, really good. So, and I'm sorry that you guys had a falling out.
It wasn't a falling out, really.
You're not really allowed on the show anymore.
No, I'm not. But it's not just me. But since I don't have that bridge anymore, why the fuck? Why should I not say what I need? What I feel? You know what I'm saying?
Sure, of course.
Because it's like what happened was. When the Periscope first came out, I was actually with Stacey Pressman. It's actually her fault.
Hey, were you having a submarine sandwich?
No. So we...
I didn't get it. What is it?
Periscope.
Oh.
Oh, God. Horrible. So anyway...
He's got a job. Can you imagine? Yeah.
So I didn't know what Periscope really was. And the day before, the article came out about how Howard's changed and how he has Marcy Turk. And now it's all about moving forward. So it was like the day before. So Stacey went on Periscope and I was... kidding around, and I was saying all the shit that was in the article, and somehow or another Radar Online listened to it and they heard it and they wrote a whole big thing about me talking about Howard. So I guess I'm banned from the show because of that.
Yeah,
and many other things now, because since I can't go on and promote anything, what the fuck do I care?
Right. And how do you plan on monetizing your podcast?
I have sponsors lined up already, believe it or not.
I believe it.
What kind of sponsor?
I have Wursteiner beer. I have my friend's group, the DCL firm. It's a law firm. And my buddy, Richard Prinzi, he has an accounting firm, F Sharp. He's a tax attorney. He's really, really fucking good. So those three people are all committing to my show.
All right. F Sharp. Well, that's music to my ears.
Jesus Christ, dude.
You guys know each other before this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we know for years.
Oh, so.
He used to come visit me when I was bartending.
Yeah.
I didn't know you got so mad at his puns. Did he always got mad at your puns?
No, it's the newer. I'm in the pun phase of my career. Like, Howard is in the fucking his hot wife and then Palm Beach, and I'm in the
wife's not even hot.
I don't find her attractive at all.
I think Beth is cute, whatever.
I mean, if you like that horse face blonde kind of a look, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
You know what I like?
Yeah.
A deep culo.
One over here is the only one for you. You hate me, but you love me. That's all you got in your life is for me.
Just a blonde with a big fucking mane, you know? And
yeah,
not a fan.
The couple of times I met her, she was not very nice.
Yeah.
She was kind of really like, she looked at me like I was like a bug.
Right.
Yeah, I think she's a snob. And I think she's trying to...
She and Eddie Iff went to high school together.
Yeah, that's not a good fucking thing either. Eddie Iff's a creep. No, I think he's in a snob phase of his career and his life, you know?
Yeah.
Does your buddy want to plug anything?
Matt, you got anything you want to plug?
Right now, I was just on Blind Spot and Bull. But
he's an actor. He actually gets work.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Blind Spot looks like an actor.
I'm on my way to go audition for, I think, a show called The Oath right now.
You do a lot of Shakespeare in the Park? I'm kidding, because you don't look like a...
I haven't done a play in years, but...
I don't know if you've been...
Yeah,
how you look
TV
in tights.
Nowadays. TV movies, that's about it.
Yeah. Lifetime movies. You ever work with Tori Spelling? Mother May I Sleep with Danger, my favorite Lifetime movie ever.
Really?
Yeah,
Mother May R. Kelly, didn't the Lifetime do other R. Kelly series?
Yeah, the documentary. Yeah, they did. I didn't...
I couldn't get through 20 minutes. It just fucking pissed me
off.
You
jerking off so much?
Yeah. Went through a whole box of Kleenex.
Roommate's like, can you do that in the room, please?
All these 12-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
help one of dads. I'll come all over them. Help one of dads. I'm 70. Hey, remember, folks... BrianPMcCarthy.com. Go to that shop.
Yay for pay.
Yay for pay and F-O-R pay. And pick up a hilarious T-shirt. We have more coming out every day. And, of course, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Thank you to Compound.
And yeah, and
best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you, Pat.
Yeah, nice meeting
and,
you.
And Kevin Brennan 666, Kevin Brennan 666 on the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and go to my website kevinbrennancomedian.com for dates. I know in the at the end of I'll be in Mohican Sun the end of February.
Better bring some sunscreen.
Why?
Mohican Sun.
No, it's a casino in the.
Oh shit.
The Poconos.
You meant the actual surface of the sun.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh boy.
So, and I got other dates, but I can't announce them. But anyway, it don't matter. So, so I'll try to keep my website updated, but it's kind of been a mess lately because, for different reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know what I'm saying. Anyway,
Hudson Web Media.
Hudson Web. Hudson Web Development.
That's right.
And. And congratulations to the Rams for winning the Super Bowl. I really think they're going to win because Tom Brady, I think they got two ferocious guys, defensive linemen, the Rams do. One guy hates everybody. His last name is Sue, S-U-H. And then they got this other guy, Aaron Donald. And they're nasty motherfuckers. They get to Tom Brady. Tom Brady doesn't like to get beat up at all.
I also think for the Patriots, it's going to be a weird thing because his sister just broke her nose with a football. So it's going to be real. His mind might not be in the game.
Who got?
Don't you remember the episode of the Brady Bunch?
Oh, my nose!
Yeah. Here's the story of my dad has AIDS. Oh,
that would have been a better show.
Yeah,
he's just
this is Brady fucking is fucking Greg, and
exactly.
They all got AIDS.
Little Cindy's covered in sores.
They all got to get AIDS vaccinations if they get near their dad, just so they don't pick it up.
Hug each other through Saran wrap.
Anyway, thanks to the crew for sitting on a pre-tape. Yeah.
Thank you.
And February 6th.
Yeah, what a day.
Hope nothing happened.
13 degrees.
Sam, the butcher's got AIDS now?
That's right.
Chop it up.